Going. All right, we're going to call to order the Ventana Resort Village Public Infrastructure District. Today is August 8th. It's 1:06 p.m. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese. So for the call to order, if everyone could state your name for the recording and record, we'll start with the board. Steve, your chair, want to
Yep.
start?
Steve Lasky present.
Devin Anderson.
Stephanie Nast.
And David Hutchison with CLA.
All right, that's everyone I show on the call. We do have Christy Barker at the anchor location. Christy, do we have any members of the public?
No.
Okay. Board, first up, we have the board meeting minutes from May 9th. Have you guys had a chance to review those? Do they look accurate?
I have.
I
Okay.
have.
Okay, Dev, could I get a motion then to approve?
I am motion to approve the board meeting notes from May 9th, 2025.
I second the motion.
Thanks, Steph. All those in favor say aye.
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 That's unanimous. All right, I'll quit sharing and let David share.
Okay, so for Ventana Resort Village Public Infrastructure District financial statements as of June 30th, 2025. Let me zoom in a little bit on that. We have $3,000 in the general fund of accounts payable, and we have total assets of 2,830,000 for in the debt service split between the bond fund and the surplus fund. And in the capital projects fund, we still have 1,992,000 or 93,000 rounded there. And moving on to the general fund, we've had expenditures of approximately $5,000 of accounting so far this year, and we've had transfers from other funds of just under $2,000. And that currently, because of the payable, the balance is sitting at negative for that just over $3,000. And the come on, debt service fund. We've had interest income of 62,500, and expenditure side, we've had paying agent fees. Excuse me, none so far, but bond interest of the payment $247,500. That gives us an ending fund balance of 2,831,000 dollars. In the capital projects fund, we've had interest income $127,000 and capital outlay expenditures of 4.85 million, and the transfers to other funds of the just under $2,000 for the ending fund balance of 1.99 million. And let's see, just really quickly, just drop down here. So we've interest payments are due March 1st. We have the 247,500 there. 2026, we're at see the 660,000 interest payment. That's for the next couple of years, our next few years set there. And just wanted to jump back up into the balance sheet. So for that 660,000 payment, we have approximately 3 years there. Payments are worth of payments in bond fund, and then we also have the surplus there. So just wanted to kind of point that out for everyone. With that, let me, I guess, just open it up to any questions if anyone has.
Or do you guys have anything?
No.
No.
Steve, you gonna be able to spend that 2 million?
Yeah, we definitely have a use for the money.
Good. Good. Yeah, I think we should be able to make the in 3 years have the revenue coming in to make the payment. So, and if we need to dip in, we could to surplus, but given 3 years, don't you think development will be pretty much done?
I think in 3 years, a large percentage of the development will be done. The hotel will be open. We'll be into, next couple phases probably of townhomes, and then there'll be some single family homes being already sold.
And
Good.
then, as that development continues, then those property taxes will start to trickle in, and also help to build up that surplus or the bond fund even more. So, yeah.
Okay, if you guys don't have any questions, what I need then would be a motion to accept the financials as presented.
I make a motion to accept the financials as presented today.
Thanks, Steve.
I second.
Thanks, Steph. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. Okay, that's everything I show on the agenda. Devin, I'll shoot you over the quarterly report to get those updates. So be just watch for that. Okay, you guys have anything for us?
No, I think we're all up to
Okay.
date.
All right. Just need a motion to adjourn then.
Make a
Make a
motion.
motion to adjourn.
Thanks,
I
Steph.
second.
Thanks, Steve. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right. Good to see you guys. Have a good weekend.